The trickiest part of being the commander of a military installation is figuring out how to manage decreasing resources when there's a constant demand for services. Military facility sustainment has been one of the hardest hit portions of the defense budget over the last several years. Still, installations do find new ways to meet their missions without more money. The Marine Corps' Camp Lejeune is one of the winners in the latest round of Commander-in-Chief Awards for Installation Excellence. Brigadier General Thomas Widley just wrapped up a tour of duty as Lejeune's installation commander. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about some of the steps his team took to earn that recognition.
The thing I think that I'm most proudest of, you know, over the last couple of years is really making sure that we do all we can and that everything we do, we look through the lens of the individual Marine warfighter. We want to make sure that we're, you know, as he or she is heading off into harm's way, we have provided him every possible training venue, access to ranges and simulators and, you know, urban complexes and you know, everything possible to get them ready to go into harm's way or get ready to execute the mission downrange, so that we've provided them all that so they are ready to succeed, you know, once they project from the installation.
Well, and the challenge to that work, and I think the challenge that any installation commander faces at the moment is resources. The 2018 budget, I noticed, funds facility sustainment and restoration at 75% of projected need for the Marine Corps, which isn't too different from the numbers that you've been dealing with for the past few years. I don't know what the numbers are at the installation level, but almost by definition, you got to you've got to let some things go, not do some projects you'd like to do to keep things in good shape. So how do you prioritize? How do you balance? How do you think through where you're going to spend your limited funds?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think I would just say that it starts with, again, going back to that warfighter, right? Making sure that we prioritize the things that that man or woman needs that are training to go into harm's way. We prioritize those things and the things that are necessary to sustain their families when they do go forward. Those things, you know, kind of move to the top of our priority list for the resources that we do have. So we'll make sure that we, you know, through prioritizing resources on those things that are most important to the warfighter, enables us to, you know, to make some of those tough decisions with limited resources. Another thing that the Marine Corps is undergone, the Commandant signed off on our infrastructure reset strategy, which is an enterprise-wide effort across the Marine Corps to basically put back the levers of infrastructure and our ability to sustain our infrastructure back into balance. So we've, you know, the strategy was signed, and now we have all the installations throughout the Marine Corps looking at implementing the strategy. And that there's a couple of key tenets in there of the strategy, right? It's to make sure that, you know, every infrastructure dollar we spend is we're making the right long-term investment decisions. And that every, you know, we want to make every infrastructure dollar go further, right? And we drive that through efficiency, you know, with consistent use of best practices, looking to industry leaders and finding out how they do business and making sure, you know, if there's opportunities to replicate that, those processes, we do that. And then we make better informed decisions about our infrastructure investment decisions. So that if we, you know, if we're trying to keep online a building that has been, you know, that's 50 years old and we're just continuing to put money into it to sustain it, even though it might not necessarily be the greatest energy efficient building or it's not optimized for the people that are working inside the building. Maybe we build a new purpose-built building that's smaller in size, that's more energy efficient, and that's, again, purpose-built, it's smaller, it's, you know, more compact or whatever. So making those good decisions, I think, is very important. Right now, we at Camp Lejeune have identified 450 buildings, you know, for demolition, targeting all, you know, almost 3.7 million square feet of infrastructure we're gonna remove from the inventory. And this is old and aging infrastructure. We're gonna do that through a series of, you know, consolidations, and we're gonna redo space, workspaces, and all that. We're gonna establish, you know, footprint requirements and those types of things that, you know, based on our different units and admin space, et cetera. So through demolishing a lot of the old and unnecessary old and aging infrastructure and reinvesting that that savings back into the infrastructure we do have, we can actually improve the condition of the infrastructure we have. So, you know, in that sense, we're, you know, even though we're at 75% of the model, you know, using some of the tenets from the infrastructure reset strategy, prioritizing the needs of our warfighters, helps us make and balance those decisions that we need to make with regards to limited resources.
And I know the way a lot of installation officials think about partially mitigating budget effects here is to partner with local communities to find areas where there are services you can share with a municipal government around you. And I know you've got a medium-sized city right outside your gates there, Jacksonville. what are some of the areas that you've found to cooperate in and share resources with?
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Again, another great question. The Marine Corps about a year ago started this partnership program. It's called the Marine Corps Partnership Program, and what they did was they teamed up with a firm to go out and help installations, you know, make the bridge with the community into those service areas that could provide benefit to both the installation and the communities outside the fence line. And they started with three smaller installations, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and then I think they did one in Hawaii. Just kind of, again, exploratory. These were small installations. Just see what was in the realm of the possible. There's been some new changes to NDAA language a couple years back that really kind of changed the way we can employ the Intergovernmental Service Agreement, IGSAs. And so it kind of loosened up the rules and restrictions. So now this becomes a very viable tool for us to go and enter into agreements and partnerships with the local community to do a number of things and share services. Well, after those three, you know, pilot programs, completed, or actually they're in the various stages of completing, you know, we were the first ones to raise our hand and say, hey, we know that there's goodness here because we got a fantastic relationship with Jacksonville right outside the fence line and Onslow County, et cetera, and all the communities that surround our installations. So we said, hey, we want to start now. We're not necessarily going to wait for the pilot programs to finish and learn lessons. We want to dive in now. So over the last 5 months, we've been moving through this process with the local community. And it essentially boils down into a series of meetings and engagements that's conducted between the two, where you look at opportunities, you sit down and with all kinds of different specialists in one room, both from the installation and from the community, and you talk about your excess capabilities that you have. You know, my name's Tom Wiley. Here's what I do. Here's the things that I could use help with, and then here's the things I have excess capacity in. And I mean, it was really enlightening to me. I went to, I think it was our third meeting back in April, and it was the first time we had brought the community and the installation, you know, teams together. And it was just like I just said, went around the room and said, hey, you know, here's who I am. Here's who I, you know, here's the capabilities that I have, and here's where I need some help, and here's what I have excess capacity in. And just in like 30, like the first 30 minutes of doing that in kind of a big room, it was already alignment between the base and the city on what was in the realm of the possible. Somebody had accessibility to train, you know, firefighters in small space, you know, extractions or whatever. And, you know, the installation, hey, we need to train our firefighters in, confined space, you know, extractions or whatever. So, I mean, you could already see the alignment just through that first, you know, in the first 30 minutes. So that process has continued for us at Camp Lejeune and New River, you know, kind of combined effort. And we're on the crux of signing, I think it's 34 different partnership agreements and intergovernmental service agreements. They're all in kind of varying stages of progression right now, and we're gonna seal the deal on a lot of those coming up here in the middle of June. So just a fantastic program. There's lots of opportunity. We've also tried to, because we didn't want it to just kind of die after these, you know, these series of meetings with, you know, with our partner company that's helping us move through this. We wanted to sustain this, right? So we've got a process now where we've got a cooperative planning group that exists between the base leadership and the county and the city leadership that meets, you know, quarterly. And through that that arrangement, we will continue to advance our partnership efforts. We'll come up with new ones. We'll continue to move forward in this effort, because there's certainly opportunities to to share services. You know, everything from, you know, disaster recovery resources to, you know, bulk purchase of, you know, construction materials, medical service training, maintenance services, you know, family support activities. There's a lot of things that we can do, and we can leverage each other's great work, you know, both inside and outside the fence line, you know, towards mutual benefit, and again, also creating efficiencies and resource, you know, reductions.
Marine Corps Brigadier General Thomas Wildley, former commander at Camp Lejeune. We'll post a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.